Maybe not so much cloning, but just the whole aspect of the Illuminati, the symbolism, and masonry that is involved in music heavily. Like, and you could see it in the music videos, like with the different with the eye, the all we all know the all seeing eye or the checkerboards. And when you see the same patterns over and over with the same artist, it becomes clear that they do have a message, and the message they want is to push the Luciferian agenda that a lot of us see that, and from the bloodlines of, you know, the black nobility, and we could go all further than that, but just basically we're going to focus on the industry and the shadiness that's kind of around it, that's maybe not put to light as much, you know what I mean? And when people do bring it to try to put it to light, they really get clowned on it or shut down or get put into a position of where they're shut down and not being able to speak on it. So give me a second. I'm going to bring him in right now. Come on, IG. There we go.
Hey, what's up,
how's it going?
What's up, man? Oh, man. Today was crazy. I mean, shit, man. It's going great. Just was in a boxing gym. I had a lot of sparring. So I got like a, I got a little black eye. You see.
Okay. You said, I'll put it mouth. That's warrior scars, though. That's good. That's like that.
I tell you.
So, yeah, man, the reason I wanted to bring you on here, because I seen you on the Matt Hoffa, and like I was like, man, can we let this guy speak? Every time he was trying to say something, it was not letting you speak, man. And I was like, he's trying to say some, you know, truth about it. And I thought it was real intriguing, like how you were bringing, like, what a lot of us know about, you know, and just like you were saying, like, nah, man, I seen it. Like, it's not like, oh, I heard about this or I heard about that. So could you break down for the people, like, a little bit of your background, not just your boxing, but your music career and everything?
Oh, yeah. So, man, I've been doing music for a long time. I had signed a G-Unit. I had signed an Interscope. And it just was, I don't know, it was a very frustrating experience for me, because it was like you work hard, you get a record deal, you think that, you know, you're going to be a superstar. And then come to find out, you get hit with all the bullshit. You get put on the shelf of an artist that a bigger artist, they steal your music. So it just was a very frustrating experience, just having record deals and being with labels and having to call 30 different people just to figure out when is the song going to come out that you recorded. Like, you know, you record a record in the studio and you're like, yo, they're like, okay, yeah. You know, so that was, but how I got started with music was my grandmother, she was really sick, okay. Right? And she was in a hospital when I was like 6 years old, and I thought she was going to die. She had pneumonia. And I didn't know I was going to speak to my grandmother again. So I wrote her a poem. And when she got out of the hospital, she said that poem helped her get better. So I thought my words had like power. Yeah. So that was my early, you know, that gave me an incentive to start writing as a kid.
Yeah, it gave you the itch.
And then it progressed. Then it progressed to what I'm doing now.
Especially like you said, being frustrated because you're a talented artist. Like, because, you know, there is a lot of people that do get signed that not necessarily they're like the most talented, you know what I'm saying? But you have the actual talent, because I was going through a lot of your music like in the last few days, and you got like that range. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're an artist, you're not like just a rapper or MC, you're an artist, right? So like I could see the frustration, because it's like, well, I got the hit. I got everything going. I'm doing the hard work.
J. Cole's second album, 80% of that shit was my song ideas and my concepts.
See what I'm saying? And then that has to really, like, kind of be frustrating because you're like, my ideas are good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you see, like, you know how many, look, let me tell you something. There's thousands of Quentin Millers. There's thousands of Quentin Millers. I'm talking about, like, there's, like these big artists, what they do is, when you get record deals and you get in a system, bigger artists work with unknown artists and basically steal all their ideas.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they was doing that, you know, on SoundCloud for a minute too, you know, like where people was like hearing other artists, and they still do that today. And yeah, even if you watch the news or podcasts or anybody doing anything big, they watching everything all of us are doing. They checking if your right. channel's starting to grow and they see you getting reach, they're gonna be like, man, what are they doing over there? And they're gonna pick ideas. And you'll see, I see other people in podcasts I listen to that aren't that big, or even artists that I know, like that I rap too. I've been in the game for a little bit. I've never been signed or nothing, like just kind of just dabbled around. Luckily for me, I think it was a blessing. You know what I mean? We were just doing the hustle and just like, man, you going to buy my CD? You know?
I mean, look, let me tell you something. Jay-Z, one of Jay-Z's biggest hits, he stole from, it's a guy named, I think his name is Omilio Sparks. And he had a song called Give It To Me, Give Me That Funk. You know, and it's sad that the fans and the masses, they don't realize that there's artists like me and you in the background writing these songs, recording these songs, and these bigger artists steal the song, put it out, get all this credit, and you sitting there and nobody knows you. And then if you say something, you're not big enough for your voice to be respected or even believed.
Or even big enough to go in the courtroom, because they have the power.
Oh, you can't. They got million-dollar lawyers and law firms, so There's nothing. You can't even sue. People are like, yo, you can sue. Man, you can't sue. Listen, them court fees will kill you, break your neck. You understand? They have you in court. They have you in court for 18 months trying to get paid.
So, that part of the frustrating part. When did you start noticing like the weirdo stuff, like not necessarily super deep, but where you started kind of even feeling like, man, this is just my bad. Hold up, I got some. Forgot to put it on the do not disturb, man. And then so someone called me real quick. I had to put on the do not disturb. I forgot about that. But like, when did you kind of start seeing like noticing the funny stuff? Like that was like, you know, like that really got you, like you're like, man, this is something different. This is not just some like, oh, I'm just trying to get famous, or I'm doing some wild stuff to be different. Where you're like, man, this is some serious coach shit. Like this is some sick shit.
Wait, what's the question again?
I was saying, like, when did you, like, as you've been in the industry, when did you notice that everything was, like, kind of weirdo shit? Like, when did you go, whoa, the first experience of where you were like, man, this is not just some, like, I'm trying to get famous and doing wild shit, but that I'm just, like, this is weirdo shit. Like, I'm uncomfortable with this, and this is some cultish, kind of, like, weirdo, devilish cult shit.
Like just the parties, right? Like, just... You know, like, just the energy. I mean, like, I'm always aware of people's energy. So, like, if you go into, like, big studios with artists, all those artists, they have, like, rituals, right? Like, they do, even in the studio when they record, right? So, I'm not, you know, and I'm not big on putting artists' names out there. But it was one session I was in, and this is when I knew it was crazy, because they had three candles and they had the artist's names written on the candles, and they had a bunch of like skulls. Like, and I said, yo, I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And at the time, I didn't realize what it was. It just felt weird. It just felt weird. And that's when I started to like just study and read and you know, educate myself, because it wasn't. My first experience with something weird, it wasn't like out in the open. It just was like a feeling. Yeah. Like, this doesn't feel Right.
Like in the gut, like when you just went into the room and you're like, man, I shouldn't be here. I got to go. Or like that kind of like feeling like you can sense the aura of people. Like, you know what I mean? You can sense like not necessarily evil, but just something that's going to be bad for your aura. You know what I mean? And so you sense some stuff like that. And that's what got. And once you started studying more, you started seeing like more of like, whoa, whoa, why is this in every video? Right. Like, whoa, whoa, why is every rapper doing this or singer doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the signs. Oh, now we don't listen. I never block nobody. See, what happens is, shout out to Makala. I don't block nobody. What happens is, when you start spreading the word of God, people always want to come. No, I'm not. They're not fucking with the live. I'm cool. I'm not. Whatever receipts you got, you got receipts that I'm gay. Put them out there, cause I ain't no receipts on that. So I don't worry about that shit. But yeah, Gab,
you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, well, you know how like people just. I think that's what's crazy with the internet world too. Is like. If you're saying truth or speaking anything to light, you're going to get shadow. Like, I'm shadow banned hard. Like, my reach was going good. Like, I was getting, because I started this page last year, you know what I mean? And I've been building and building. Right. And I keep hitting those roadblocks because they when I say whatever I want, they don't like that. Like, they don't like when we talk about either spiritual, because, like, right. I don't have, like, any certain religion, but we talk about different, like, the aspects of what's going on in the world, the true shit. Because when we watch these videos, this is what people are getting sucked into. And that's why the world's fucked up, is because we're feeding into this narrative, like not just social media and then not just music, but think about reality TV. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now they were able to show people, like, bring this drama into the real world. And now that's why you see so much people like drama, drama, drama. Like, and now that they go, oh, well, I can make my own reality show with my live or, you know what I mean? Like my little video on YouTube. And then people get a little excitement from that, and it keeps the ball rolling. And it all starts though with these artists, like, you know, the Marina, and a lot of people don't know, most of these artists is tied to a Marina Abramovich. Marina Abramovich is a spirit cooker, and she, Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, the Kardashians, she's connected with all of them. And like literally at their parties, they have cakes of like looking like human beings, and they're like cutting them up, eating them. They have the weirdest rituals, man. It's so weird.
Yeah, see, but so the thing about it is, the best way to do it is to do live events, right? Like, that's the best way, right? Like, so I'm working on putting together my podcast. My podcast is not going to be on the internet. My podcast is going to be live. I'm gonna have venues. I'm gonna let people know, you know, where to come through. If you want to know about the podcast I'm doing, because I want to spread the truth, right? And a lot of times we get confused with, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, right? Like, I don't sit here and waste 24 hours out of the day worrying about what the next person is doing, because what they eat don't make me shit and what they drink don't make me pee, okay? However, I had to learn so I could avoid it. So I could avoid it. You understand? 100%. So, like I said on the interview that I went viral on, I said the devil's job is to get as many souls as possible to go to hell. Okay? It's not meant for us to be, and you know, it's not meant for artists to be famous. We're not meant to be worshipped. God is meant to be worshipped. Man and woman is not meant to be worshipped. Jay-Z is not God. Jay-Z is not a God. Beyonce is not God. Megan Stallion is not God. Elvis Presley wasn't a God. Bruce Springsteen is not a god. Nicki Minaj is not a god. These are mortals. They're flesh and blood. We are meant to worship God. We're not meant to be worshipped. So you already going into the music business with the wrong mentality. So that's what I had to learn. And it was very humbling. It humbled me because I realized, like, yo, I don't want to be famous. I'm not here to be famous. Follow God. Don't follow me. Follow God. You see, this is a spiritual war. So when I say your actions are the lawyers for your soul in God's court when you die, every deed is like testimony. We're not doing this for views. We're not doing this to get followers. We're doing this to go to heaven. I'm doing this to go to heaven. That's my goal. And I realized I couldn't do it being in the music industry. God ain't over there.
Yeah. They have it already a stranglehold on them. But I also saw, it wasn't like an interview. I can't remember what it was. I was watching some videos of you, and you had like, you were saying something. It was like you were speaking to some other people, and there was like a group of people. And I liked what you were talking about. You were talking about like, look, man, when you're using this, this is a tool. Like I'm paraphrasing, but you're talking like Instagram, what the label gives you, all these things are tools. You don't own the label. You don't owe the label anything. Yeah, you could tell them well, I'm doing this for you, but you get your money because they're gonna jack you before you. So you need to get on them before they can get on you, and you can use these as tools.
But the thing about it is, and I'm giving you from experience of having a record deal, a major record deal. Record labels only use the artists to push the agenda of the devil.
100%. No, but I wasn't like focusing on that. But what I meant though is because you were talking about like the label and using it as, because I think it was a little bit older video, but I'm saying like I was translating it back to like now we are free. You were saying like we're free artists now. We don't gotta be a label. We don't have, we can do whatever we want. You know what I mean? We don't have to be tied down to like, oh man, because back in the days it was like if you didn't get a deal, then that's it. And I don't know if you know about Joe Rogan, right? So Joe Rogan does comedy, right? And I think that like hip hop, and this is what I've wanted to bring into hip hop personally, is the aspect that he does now. We have this so doggy dog world that we got to come back and believe there's enough food for all of us.
Joe Rogan, that's a bad example because Joe Rogan is a Mason, right? So there's no, look, let me tell you something. This internet shit, you know, we talk about Larry Page, Sergey Brin. Those are the founders of Google. We talk about Mark Zuckerberg, Sean Parker, right? Evan Spiegel, he's one of the founders of Snapchat, right? The only way for us to be independent is to get off the internet.
Yeah, I liked your idea of what you said. Like, that's true. I think that is, I never even thought of it. You blew my mind kind of doing events. Because I thought of course, doing shows, but.
Because listen, so you have to understand, put it like this. If you could spend so much time building your house in another man's backyard, right? I'm gonna tell you the story. I want you to really understand what I'm saying. So, you had this rich family, and this rich family, they owned this huge plantation, right? For all the slaves, right? The owner of the original house dies, but this first slave family built their house in that backyard, right? Now, you can build your house in somebody's backyard for so long, and when you die and you pass it on to generations to come, the kids that got that house that was passed down to them, they forget that your family never owned the land.
Yeah.
You never built your house in somebody's backyard. We're building our houses in somebody else's backyard. That's why, man, fuck Instagram. Okay, fuck Instagram, you know, because they could cut us off any minute, and they do it. They make it glitch. They make it free. They do weird shit. That's Mark Zuckerberg and them.
Yeah, and Facebook started as LifeLog, which is a DARPA experiment from the like CIA. They're another intelligence agency. All that shit. Like,
listen, the power is in the people. So what that means is we have to. Instead of just trying to create podcasts, we have to understand telecommunications, right? How to write code, how to build software, how to have our own hard drives, how to build our own satellites. Okay, it's a whole different ball game. We have to get out of the backyard and build our own land. So, you know,
you're talking about the whole scope. I was talking on like more. I feel what you're saying now. Like you're saying like the whole picture, the big picture.
Yeah. But you see, because I'm talking about content creators, if you're not going to do the devil's work, you have to build your own industry. So that's been my journey, right? Like building my own industry, direct to consumer, creating a direct relationship with people who fuck with my art. Okay? So, and I'm so glad that we're having this conversation because I understand. Like, I understand where this shit is supposed to go.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are so programmed and conditioned and so afraid to really be independent. I'm talking about unplugging from the matrix. We all Neo. You see, they try to make it seem like it's one person. No, we are all Neo. We all have the ability to elevate and unplug out of this shit. But we have to have an actual plan for freedom. And it starts with acquiring technical skill sets. It starts with mobilizing the people who understand the truth and who believe in the truth. So our next interview like this shouldn't be on Instagram. It should be in the neighborhood where you live at. Should be in the neighborhood where I live at. We get the people, then we mobilize the dollars. And then once you mobilize the dollars of the people, then you build and invest in platforms. So you know how people do Kickstarter, mm-hmm. GoFundMe, Indiegogo? Instead of you raising money to do a movie, you raise the money to buy a satellite. You raising the money to buy 1,000 hard drives and 1,000 servers. So now the content that we create lives on a platform that we own, so it can't be censored. And then now that content is protected by God, because we're utilizing the word of God. See, God's word has power, right? Life or death is of the tongue. How you think creates how you feel. How you feel becomes an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet. That a magnet attracts things to you. So when you speak the word of God, right, you vibrate in a frequency that the devil doesn't have the power to penetrate. When you speak the word of God, you vibrate in a frequency that the devil doesn't have the power to penetrate. And when you create, and when you put that frequency on a platform that you own, that's independent from the devil can't touch it or stop you. That's what they are afraid of. You can't even, the greatest trick the devil ever did was convince a man that he exists. Not that he don't exist. The greatest trick the devil did was make man think that he exists, meaning that he has power over you. The devil got kicked out of heaven because he didn't want to bow to man. So how could I worship something that God told to bow down to me? The devil doesn't have any power. Nobody's going to die for spitting the truth. You're going to get killed if you build your house in somebody else's backyard and you start complaining about the backyard. Yeah. Right? If it's no enemy on the inside, no enemy on the outside will ever do you any harm. If it's no enemy on the inside, no enemy on the outside will ever do you any harm. Brother, you spitting the truth. Fuck Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan ain't solid, man. He in bed with the devil.
Most definitely. And I like that because I do think, and you're taking it to the other step, because that's what, like, my whole thing of this, what I preach is power of the people, because everybody falls into politicians or anything. I've never had any like idol, like of, oh man, like there's nobody that could excite me. Well, these are people I respect that have like, yeah, good. Like I had an artist before, I won't name their name. After a show, I had seen him. We did a show together. I just was like, hey man, props, like appreciate your music, blah, blah. And he was like, oh man, you want to autograph it? I was like, man, it ain't about that for me. I'm just trying to give you my respect as a man. Like, hey, you did your thing, blah, blah, blah. But people get these egos and our egos get stroked and we get like, oh man, like I'm out. Cause you see people even on here, man, on everything where they be like faking all, like they have all this or they act like they're something they're not, to get followers or to be something for what? And they're still empty inside. They're still chasing, like you're saying, like, cause they're not getting that power from God. They're just falling down and they're just tumbling into this pit.
Because the devil is soda and God is water, right? And when you're working at something, you're gonna get thirsty, right? The devil is soda and God is water, right? The devil works with instant gratification, God works with delayed gratification. So we've been conditioned not to believe in God, right? Because faith and fear, check this out. Faith and fear requires the same thing, belief in the unseen. But for some reason, it's easier to believe in something negative that's unseen versus something that's positive that's unseen. You see? So when we get chances to talk like this and we're talking about God, I'm not doing these type of interviews to get followers. I'm doing these type of interviews to spread the word of God. And this is how you do it. Look, how you think creates how you feel. How you feel is an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. So everything that comes into your life is a byproduct of how you think. Right?
100%.
So So now, how do you have to protect your thoughts. So you have to be aware of marketing, advertisement, and promotions, because the devil works with marketers, promoters, and advertisers. He uses these tools to reach your subconscious mind, to change your repetitive thought, right? To change your vibration, to put you in a position to go to hell. We all have the ability to wake up. We all have the ability to wake up. So when we sit here and we have these conversations, we got to take these conversations serious and apply the knowledge that's being given. When you get one negative thought, replace it with 100 positive thoughts. When you get one negative thought, replace it with 100 positive thoughts, because those thoughts are the key to living the life that you want to live. Those thoughts are the key to being better. Those thoughts are the key for you to get to heaven. There's nothing stopping. There's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping me, right? We have to, it's like, bro, we have to, it's like, I'm never going to get a record deal again. Never. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing this with God. I'm not doing it with the devil. I don't care how much work is required of me to do it with God. You can't be lazy with God.
100%.
So if I gotta build my own industry, then so be it. If I gotta build my own social media, then so be it. I don't give a fuck. You can't shut me up when I built it. No man can destroy what he didn't build. So just because you got a YouTube channel, you have no ownership. Just because you have an Instagram account, you have no ownership. 100%. We have to own these things. Right? We have to own these things. And the only way to have protection over the things we own when it's independent from what the devil is doing is to have it under God's vibration. Which means we're not going to embrace homosexuality. We're not going to embrace, I don't support LGBT. I don't support gangbanging. I'm sorry. I'm not a gangbanger. I don't support selling drugs. Right? I got to follow what God said. You can't serve two masters. Okay, so when they ask me like, yo, you support LGBT? Nope, I don't. Hey, do you support transgenders? Nope, I don't. Hey, do you support gangbanging? Nope, I don't. So I'm letting you know, I'm not with whatever bullshit y'all doing. Do you support homosexuality? No, I don't. Are you homophobic? No. Phobic means fear. I don't support it. I fear God. I don't fear man. You see?
Yeah.
That's the difference. So when you, listen, brother, let me tell you. When you have balls, when you have courage, when you have fortitude, and you only fear God, you only speak a certain way. You only do things a certain way. You see?
Because you have that, that whole energy with you, like you're saying. The most thing that I loved what you said was building your house in somebody else's backyard, and like that's really resonating with me at the moment, because I'm like, man, because of course, like when you have conversations like this, you don't know until you know. You know what I mean? And like you telling me that, I'm like, microphone.
Take a look. You got your little microphone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Got your headphones on, yeah. Right? You all in the backyard. Look, you all in the backyard. Good. Like, look, baby. We made it.
Yeah.
No.
But that's what's beautiful, is because we preach that a lot on this show. I talk about building our own stuff. Like, we're working on, like, it takes time. Like, we're working on our own website and then trying to get our own servers. And that's what and the more we unite together, the more people we get. That's how it builds.
It takes, let me cut you off. It takes application. It takes application. See, the thing about it is, I still sell CDs. I've been taking care of myself off selling CDs. I sell mixtapes. This is how I make money. I don't sell drugs, right? I've sold over 500,000 copies of my mixtape. How did I do that? Because that was my provision. I asked God. Everybody that's watching this, you don't have to do the devil's work to get paid. God provides every soul with provision. And if you pray and you put yourself in alignment with the provision that God has already allotted and set aside for you, you will always have. You will never be without. It takes courage, bro. It takes courage. That's what it takes. Okay? Not pretending. You can't pretend. You have to really do it. If you want your platform to grow and build and grow and build the right way, then you know what you got to do. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Sometimes I feel like this is a good, like, my little therapy and coaching. You know what I'm saying? Because I get to have discussions with people that give me things I just didn't think about. And sometimes you get in ruts or you get into these mindsets of no matter how much truth you could or think how woke you are or whatever that may be you want to say. But still, sometimes we get stuck into that society or that form of thought of the devil's training or whatever we want to call it. Something that is not letting our brain act into a way, and it's us that we're in control, and when we always think that, oh, it's his fault, it's that fault, and I'm victim of that too sometimes, but like knowing that we control ourselves, nobody else controls us except God. We have our own selves to worry about, and we're always worried about other people's stuff because then we can never fix our own shit. If we keep in everybody else's business, your business is never getting taken care of. And what you said was beautiful, right? Is you gotta just do it. Like, you're 100% right, because I was even thinking in my head, like, man, like, how you argue that? You can't even argue back. You're like, yeah, just. And
you got to learn to stop looking out the window and start looking in the mirror, right? You have to stop looking out the window and start looking in the mirror. See, the devil wants you to look out the window. Look outside yourself. Everything you need, you already have. So you have to amplify what you have. And don't worry about what you don't have, because if you don't have it, you don't need it. You just want it. You see? Yeah. You got to amplify. You amplify what you already have. And God fuels that amplification. So what do you have? You have an idea. You got a concept. You got a brand. You have a message that you want to get out to the world. Now you got to amplify that. Right? There may be 5 people, if you do a live event, they're going to come to. Hey, we're going to start there.
Yeah.
And we're going to build it. We're going to build it and we're going to grow it. But you can't be afraid to get out the backyard, baby.
Yeah. No, yeah. And that's really what holds most of us back in anything. Whether it's dreams or whatever we think that we can't. What does everybody say? Like, why are there people at jobs that they hate? Oh, well, I don't know what's on the others. I hate my boss. I hate my life. But I'm going to just stick it out because, what's better? This is the best it is. And then we're stuck into a mind frame of, like, it's not going to get better. Just accept and settle.
Right. For sure. I mean, But again, that's because, see, God said, my people will perish due to lack of knowledge. So when you educate yourself, look, bro, I got an 8th grade education. You feel me? I have an 8th grade education, man.
Likewise.
But I'm a genius, yeah. Though, right? Because I put the work in. I prayed. I asked God to wake me the fuck up. So information is the key to living the life you want to live. And everybody got just tuning in, we giving out these jewels, right? How you think, I'm going to say it again. How you think creates how you feel. How you feel turns into an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. We create our whole life with our thoughts. So be careful. Be careful how you think. Be intentional. Somebody asks you how you feel. I feel great. I feel loved. I feel protected. I feel rich. I wake up in the morning. Before I leave my bed, I get a mirror. I got a little mirror by my bed, right? And I say, I'm so happy and grateful now. Money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful now. Money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources. And again, you are loved. You are respected. You grow. You are a fucking living legend, baby. I don't leave the house. I don't leave the house without feeling phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't leave my house without feeling phenomenal. So, you know, when I lost my record deals, when they tried to blackball me, you see? When the manager stopped answering my calls, I didn't give a fuck. I was happy because I had God. I had my intelligence. I had my hustle. I had my talent. I'm gonna go diamond, bro.
Yeah.
My album I'm putting out, bro, this shit about to shake the world.
But with no middleman. Like you're saying, no middlemen. That's the point. We have all these middlemen that like are playing and affecting and trying to like whatever in any aspect of life, even in just like relationships of like with people, when people trying to be like, don't let those people drain your energy. Cause that's what we got. A lot of energy drainers out here that are going to be like, give you that drama or that bullshit, feed you some information from somebody else. And that's how gossip and rumors, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I heard such and such that, but that's that middleman. Who cut that out and you go to the source.
It don't matter. Like, look, people in the comments, right? People in the comments. I don't block nobody. People come in the comments, and they say stupid shit, right? I'm a mountain. There's nothing you can do to stop what I'm doing. My mother smoked crack. I never had no father. I never had no family. I survived prison. I survived 2 years in Southport Box being in the hole. I survived shootouts. You think a fucking Instagram comment is going to stop or affect what I'm doing? You got to be fucking kidding me. Nobody has the power to do anything to me. See, we give people permission to make us feel a certain way. We give people permission, right? And then we allow them. Nobody can stop me. Nobody. Nobody. And that's how you got to program your mind, right? You don't entertain sucker shit. You got to be so focused on what you're doing. Can't nobody stop you. You didn't make me. You're not my God. I only prophesize prosperity over my life. If you in your feelings, good. If you hate me, good. If you my enemy, good. If you my op, good. You work for the devil, good. I'm protected by God. You can't stop me. I won't be stopped. Do we make mistakes? Yup. Am I perfect? No. Is my heart in the right place? Yes. Is my intentions good? Yes. The devil's a liar. And I'm going to keep getting better. I become a better man every single day.
And your energy, this is what I preach on here a lot too.
You know how hard it was? Yo, you know how hard it was, bro? Watching my mother smoke crack at 5 years old. You know how hard it was, bro? Having my mother put me in the closet to go out and get high. You know how hard it was, bro? You 7 years old. It's all different type of men coming in your mom's house at night. You don't know what's going on. You know what it's like? I survived all that shit. I'm not going nowhere. I'm built different. And see, everything is a choice. I'm definitely Muslim. Assalamu alaikum. I'm definitely Muslim. I'm Muslim 1,000,000%. Right? But everything is a choice. And when you focus, let me tell you something. When you focus on what you're doing, that's a vibration too. That will protect you when you stay focused. You got a mission, bro. I love what you're doing. I love that you had the courage to do this interview with me.
Oh, man, I appreciate you even coming on because, like, to me, I've been talking to people my whole life. That's how I learned everything, by talking to different people, because every person is a piece of the puzzle of me figuring out what life is. Me, I'm different. My view on God is I have my own journey to God, and I believe in God. I don't think I'm intelligent enough. That's what I tell people, to actually grasp the concept of what God really is. You know what I'm saying? But I know that in my life that I've felt and I've been put in positions that there's no way I'll get out there without some divine force that got me out of that situation. You know what I mean?
But you got it. But see, it's instinct. It's innate, right? So you can't straddle the fence, right? People are like, yo, I'm spirit. Listen, man. Every breath is a reminder that God is real.
No, but I'm not saying spiritual. I'm saying because like religion's man-made, right? This is my problem with religion. Like, I'm saying in general, the concept, because have you seen the Book of Eli, right? The Book of Eli. That's like a perfect concept
religion. Look, religion is not man-made. Man has made ways to destroy the power of religion.
Okay, yeah.
Religion is not man-made, okay? So you got to understand, the devil is tricky. The devil is smart. So he makes you... You know, you gotta, he's slippery.
Yeah.
the word of God came from God, but man plays word semantics with the word of God. Man twists the word of God to fit their own agenda. You see? So you got higher self, you got higher self, and you got lower self, yeah. Right? Most people in this world operate from a lower vibration. You see? When you change your vibration, you change how you receive information. When you function through higher self, your eyes, your third eye, your pituitary glands is real. You see things differently. You get in tune with your instincts. So you know, you say, damn, why do birds fly? Why do dogs bark? You start to see things different. You start to decode the fucking matrix. Then you will see God. God will reveal himself to you. But you got to be in a certain vibration.
Yeah.
And God leaves little clues around that only you can see, that only you can understand. And you will feel it, and it'll rock you. You will feel light as a fucking feather, and you just cry. You'll be like, oh my God, why am I crying? Because God has showed you he's real. So we got to be careful. You know, we got to be careful with man. So what I want to tell you, brother, is keep up the good work, but know what the work is. And do the work without compromise. Keep up the good work, but know what the work is. And keep up that work without compromise and have an intention to make it happen. If you don't want to sell your soul, then be prepared to get off Instagram at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And build your own Instagram.
Oh, for sure. We're already ready for that. Like, for sure. That I'm 100 because, like, when I was younger, too, like, I was one of those guys I wanted to deal because that's the easy way out, you know? But, like, I see that as a fortunate situation for me because of a lot of people that I know that got into those things that I didn't. They've had a lot. It didn't work out well for them. And for me, I'm happy where I'm at. Do I have struggling days? Oh. Like, because, like, I've had.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
So look, watch. Let me answer this, right? Watch this. I sold crack. Right? I went to prison for attempted murder. Right? I had sex with a lot of girls. I never had sex with no man. I've slid in girls' DMs and sent them dick pics. I've asked girls to send me nudes. I smoke weed. I used to, right? I used to drink. I used to rob people. Now, I'm building my community. Now, I'm creating businesses. You see? You always, when you open up your own closet to show the world the skeletons in it, it's nothing anybody could do with you. And it's nothing I've done in the dark that gets brought to the light that will make me feel any type of way that can stop me. So I always tell people that. Because a lot of people in the music industry, they've done some fucked up shit and they're afraid because it's going to get exposed. But rather, I would rather be exposed and go to heaven than keep it in the dark and go to hell.
Yeah.
So.
That's, man.
It's nothing. It's see, because I expose it. It's not, like, it.
But it's true.
It is what it is.
It's something that I've practiced that for a long time. It's like, say, like, back in the days, if I was somewhere getting drunk, and then you know how the homies be like, oh, man, before they could tell the story about me, I already told everybody the story. So they're like, yeah, he got drunk and threw up somewhere. Well, too bad. We already know.
Because God, listen, that's why I say, you're not my God. Like, people, like, every time I get on a live, right, or I do an interview, somebody come and be like, Yo, I got receipts. Yo, yeah, I sent you a dick pic. Okay. Like, oh, what? Is it a secret? You gonna post a dick. Go ahead. My dick is big. I don't give a fuck. Post it. I don't give a fuck. So what I'm saying is you never let nobody bully you. You never let nobody bully you. And I just never do. I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, man, I'm right here. Like, you're like, I have nothing to hide. Everything's right here up in front.
I don't get it. Yeah, let's get it. Right? So, but it's the same thing with doing God's work because you're not going to get invited to the parties at the Devil Dope. And you can't be afraid of that. It's, you know, that's just what I want to tell you. Like, you can't be, you know, you can't be afraid of that.
Don't let that frustrate of the, because of course you're going to see these things that look better, or someone like maybe is in the same place as me. Like you were saying, like even in the record industry, maybe me and this guy are both having the same podcast, and damn, man, he went this route and he looked like his life beautiful. And you can't let that distract you and get you in, because then you're going to be in their backyard still.
Exactly. Hello. So what that means is, but that's why I said the devil, he tries to get you to look outside the window. You got to look in the mirror. What's for you, you're going to always get. I'm going to be a fucking billionaire, bro. Yeah, I love that. I'm keeping it real. I'm going to be a billionaire, but I'm not going to sell my soul to get it. Never. I'm never going to sell myself out. You feel me?
100%. I'm with you.
And see, that's why I tell people all the time, life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. But God creates the miles in the race that we have to run. Life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. So when you know God is the controller of how many miles you have to run, you don't get discouraged. You just run the miles, because you know when you cross that finish line, it's lit. You know.
Yeah.
I get there, and look, it may take me longer. I don't give a fuck. But when I get it, it's not going nowhere. The devil gives you today what he's going to take away tomorrow. God makes you wait today, but what you get tomorrow lasts forever.
And that's what they want in the music industry right now, right? Anyways, like you were saying in that interview, like nobody is getting there. We know that every top person, there's a plateau. Like that's why you'll see hot artists that go and they fizzle down, because they probably, even Noriega said stuff about this. Noriega was talking about that. Hey man, you either go the devil way, the homosexual way, or the I gotta go independent. He spoke about that. A lot of other artists have spoke about that. And I think that is a great message, that is not just go independent, but build everything yourself. Not just like, okay, like I got my seat. No. Well, build the label. Then get the label and build the, you know what I mean? The manufacturing shop and going further. Not just that one step where you don't have that middleman ever. Because even if you have your own label, but then you're still getting your distribution or something from another company, you're still in their backyard. Like you're saying, like, let's separate from that completely. Cut it off completely. It's us. We have to build from new.
We gotta start from scratch, right? So look, hip hop, where did hip hop start?
In like the 70s, 79, 78.
Hip hop, you know,
you from New York, so you gotta know. I'm from Cali, so you know more about the exact history.
one of the first places hip hop started was in the parks. You know what I mean? Like before hip hop became a business, the people, the boom bap shit, hip hop started. That's right, sis. Hip hop started. That's right. Sincerity lyrics. Hip hop started in the streets. So all these fucking nerds and suckers that run the reggae industry, they can't stop us if we take it back to the original form of hip hop.
And you're right, because that's how I got involved in it. Because I lost my dad when I was like 11, 12. And then like I got into breakdancing. Breakdancing, like it had like in like 98, 99, it had like.
You was breakdancing?
Hey man, I could get down, man. I didn't pop like I got a little style, but I was a big dude. So I could be like, I'll be like, man, I got out there. I got the feet, man.
What the fuck was that? What was that? They let you have to.
And no, but like that's what it was, all the whole elements with like DJing, beatboxing. It was like when you would go to these events, it was like, it was not like a concert of, it was a bunch of people just like talking bullshit, ciphers, fools graphing, you know what I mean? And that was the love, the energy of everything. And now you're right. Now it's like a whole, like it's an industry. It's like a movie. It's like, right. Hey man, there's product placement. And that's the thing, people don't even on the basic level that anybody could see, do you not notice the product placement? There's a reason they have the Pepsi. There's a reason that in that movie or that video, they're using that certain product. That they're always, they want us to be consumers. They want us to, that's all they want us to do is consume, consume, consume. We're a consumer society. That's why it was great for us to be locked in our houses and stay home, because they were like, man, then they could just order online, man. We could just, it's like put the hose right in their mouth and just feed them. You know what I mean?
And we see, but it goes with courage. That's why I say God blesses the child that has his own. So when you have the courage to go and get your own, God blesses you with the ability to manifest your own.
Yeah.
Right? God blesses the child that has his own. Why do you think that is? If you go get your own, God blesses you. So if you say, you know what, I'm going to build my own industry, God is going to bless you.
And we can't, and I think you said it, you didn't say it earlier, but I wanted to point back. You were talking about time. We're not on man's time, right? And I think that's where we get lost in, too. I'm a victim to that, too, and I've been trying to tell myself better than be like, man, if it took you a little longer to complete this, well, you're gonna, it's because you're going to do it right, and you're doing it by yourself. And then guess what? Next time, you're going to have another guy that's like, hey, man. And when you start building the community, there's more people building and putting in, because now maybe I got a guy that does graphics, or, like, I got a guy that does computer chips, like you were saying. You know what I mean? And now we're doing it ourselves, and we don't need them.
But you've been bullshitting. So – let's just call a spade a spade. You have been 100%. Bullshitting. So this is why. So look, there's another side to it, right? Like, you know why shit take long? It don't take long. Nothing. The universe is just as easy to manifest a dollar as it is to manifest $1 million. The universe doesn't discriminate. The reason why things take long is because it typically takes people a while to get in alignment, the proper alignment with what they're trying to manifest. So people are like, yo, man, I've been grinding mad long. You've been grinding long because you've been inconsistent. You've been grinding mad long because you've been procrastinating. You've been grinding mad long because you haven't been intentional. You've been grinding mad long because you haven't had no real plan of action. You've been grinding mad long because you work on Monday, half work on Tuesday, quit on Wednesday, complain on Thursday, go hard on Friday, forget about it on Saturday. There's no consistent anything. Yeah.
It's almost like you're working too much for nothing.
And you have to, like, even right now, when I'm saying to myself, the key to me getting to where I fully want to be is I have to just say, fuck it, I'm going to do what I got to do. Every single day, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Every single day, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Every single day, I don't care. Call me crazy, call me stupid, call me corny. I'm gonna do what I gotta do every single day. Yo, bro, I got up at 4 o'clock today, bro. I was up at 4 a.m., bro. I've been going so hard, bro, and I have to maintain it. That's the difference. You have to maintain it, right? And the only way to maintain it is you have to have constant reinforcement. You got to have constant reinforcement.
And that...
You got to surround yourself. So you got to have vision boards, affirmations, flashcards. Look, bro. I wrote the shit on my motherfucking wall, man.
Yeah.
I'm writing shit on my wall. Look. Actions, validate, mantras. Mantras, validate, actions. Actions, validate, mantras. But mantras, validate, actions. Wrote that shit on my motherfucking wall, bro.
Tell, like, what the importance of why writing it out? Like, what the importance of it? Like, what why that helps out more than just someone just thinking it?
Because it's a way of bringing partial, tangible things into the world. Because you can't just write it. When you're writing it, you got to visualize it. And what you see in your mind, you're writing it down. You're writing a description of it. So it empowers the vision you have in your subconscious mind. You write down what you're seeing. You can't just write anything. That's people write shit all the time and nothing happens. You have to really, you got to think it first, right? You got to think about it until you feel it. You got to think of, and you got to train. Look, we've been so conditioned not to have this ability. So you got to train. You got to retrain yourself to raise your vibrations. So you think about it. You think about it. You think about it. And you start to feel it. Then once you feel it, you write down what you see and feel. That makes the vibration more powerful. God gave us the ability to manifest. That's our free will. We have the ability. What you write is going to come into existence. What you speak is going to come into existence. What you think is going to come into existence. So be careful what you think, what you speak, and what you write.
Man, That's that shit's beautiful, man. Because like I said, like you're just it feels like you're talking to me, and I'm like, man, I need to hear it. To me, I need to hear this because I get stumped. You know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like I think my alignment. Sometimes I think it's a fight of confusion of trying to know exactly what you want. And I think I need to meditate and pray more and ask more maybe for God. Like I think I don't. I think sometimes I don't think I'm. I think a lot of us do that is that we feel like we're not good enough sometimes for God. And right. We got to remember we are because we're the gift of God. And not to cut it off, but IG is cutting us off. It's like countdown minute 38, man. This I really appreciate you taking the time, man. I gotta watch this again myself just to like jot some stuff down.
Yeah, we here, man. Listen, man. You know, send me your number in the DM, and we're gonna keep in touch, man. And anybody else, my number's 917-385-3013. That's 917-385-3013. 917-385-3013. 3013.
And I will be posting this up, and I'll tag you in it. And I'm also posting this up on Apple, Spotify. Put it on everything I can. Yeah. And man, like again, thanks for being here. All your links, if people want to look for you, you can see him. He'll be tagged in the video. You'll see Smart also. You can see in my bio. He has some of his stuff. Check out his music, man. Like, man, we're gonna have to definitely do this again, and I'll definitely be in touch, man. I love your spirit, man, and your energy, and I think it's contagious, and I think it's what we need.
Peace.
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening, New York City. I love you.
Wake the fuck up, huh? I'm not from down south.
Tunnel vision, focusing. Burn the bridge, learn to swim. I'm Aquarius, a water sign. I'm good there.
I'm good.
Soul grind.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Tunnel vision. Focus in, burn the bridge, learn to swim. I'm Aquarius, it's a water sign. I'm good there, it's all grind. Cock, motherfucker. Yeah,
I put myself on.
Legendary, I should be in every book of Guinness. 10,000 hours in, I'm just beginning. Fool for thought, they were trying to get me, skip my dinner. A king by summer, but a god by winter. Took the snakes out the grass, put them on my concords. Chestnut checkers, lose battle, win war. Lose battle, win war. Yeah, look, legendary, I should be in every book of Guinness. 10,000 hours in, I'm just beginning. Fool for thought, devil trying to get me, skip my dinner. A king by summer, but a god by winter. Feeling like a young Stan Rothstein. No ginger, squad full of earnest, surrounded by go-getters. I don't know quitters, we marathon runners. Why she make a million by summer?
Marathon runners.
I don't know quitters, marathon runners. Why she making million by summer? Open your curtain, the sun's out, it's my time. Mastermind, master my mind. Fight emotions, head locked out. Uppercut stress, right hook pain. Elbow shame, it's my time. No time for games, be lying on myself and waiting for a team. I don't wanna sleep cause I don't wanna dream. We cannot become who we wanna be. Remaining who we are, not living in fantasy. That's why I don't sleep, I keep my eyes open. Gotta stay hungry, gotta stay focused. Perfection doesn't exist, perfect's not real. You can always get better, that's why I gotta build. Color of my skin, got me this pain. But pain gave me the strength to move forward again. Now it's no doubt, no mountain I can't climb. It's no doubt, no mountain I can't climb. I can see it clear, it's my time.
I can see it clear,
it's my time. Legendary, I should be in every book of Guinness. 10,000 hours in, I'm just beginning. Fool for thought, devil trying to get me, skip my dinner. A king by summer, but a god by winter. Yeah, a god by winter. I'ma be a god by winter. A king by summer, but a god by winter. Drop by winner, tears fall, hurts to reminisce. Sneakers half size small, clothes went fit at six. Mama said Santa wasn't real, pops won't come around. Damn, I gotta steal. Christmas nothing, birthday's the same. Feeling all alone, liquor drowns the pain. Shame, when you live the life I live. Piss poor, vice grip my friend. Need more, times I wanna cry, too much pride in my soul. Made it through prison, never been it, never fold. Sat in a cell watching the weather change. Hunger pains, never got a visit, they doubt, hoping I never change. Black, poor, living with aggression, they want me arrested. Weight on my shoulders, not only hold it, but I press it. Any day could be my last. Am I protected by my grandmother? Prayers if she passed, leaving before I shine. It's my biggest fear, so I'm stuck here. Motherfucker, living a nightmare. Legendary. Legendary. Legendary, I should be in every book of Guinness. King by summer, but a god by winner. God by winner.
I'ma be a god by winner.
King by summer, but a god by winner.
I'ma be a
cop winner,
yeah.
Legendary, I should be in every book of Guinness. 10,000 hours in, I'm just beginning. Fool for door, devil trying to get me, skip my dinner. I'm a king by summer, but a god by winner. Yeah, god by winner. I'ma be a god by winner. A king by summer, but a god by winner. Wishing I was born dead and buried too small for the cemetery. Everyone is dead, why I fear my adversaries? Living at peace underneath with the devils and the beasts. Come and sing with Satan, my heart bleeds jealousy. We bring nothing at birth, take nothing at death. Poor, poor, die poor, all I wanted was respect. Mama can't beat me enough, I won't cry. Rip such, look like small ladders on my side. Fiends got a nose for, glass pipe, slow pulls. Cops terrorize the hood, I'm inside, I should. Blindfolded, walking on the third rail. Devil. Buying souls wholesale.
I'ma be a king by summer, but a god.
I'ma be a king by summer, but a god by
God. All right, that's it. Boom.